The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah, oh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah, oh yeah. Ooh. Oh my gosh,
what's this?
This in is a house. Fun.
It's different and also fun in a house. Ooh yeah.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Melodica, Melodica King.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. I'm sorry, it still works.
It's still a guitar.
It's still a guitar.
And we got Dana Wickens, the boom
in this room.
Okay. So here's the deal. We were gone for 2 weeks because things were chaotic, and if we're going to be honest,
they still are.
We should have been gone for longer, but we're back.
But we're back. So basically, we're just going to have, this is Off Book summer tour. We're going to be touring various spaces.
While we have various spaces that are not a studio, and one of those spaces is my living room, and that's where we're in right now. And that's great, and that's fun. Also, here's a fun thing for you to know
and to watch and clock.
At some point, pizza will show up, and we will stop the musical to go get it, and then we'll probably eat it, and then we'll come back and do a much sleepier end of the musical.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to let the guy just stand outside while we finish it. I will leave mid sentence.
Yes,
and I'll justify it. Maybe
there might be three cats. I mean, there are three cats.
There are three cats, and if you're watching this, you might see one of them come by. Two of them are cowering.
But we've had a lot of fun so far.
We've had a lot of fun so far.
We've had a lot of fun so far.
But that wasn't for you. This fun that comes next is for you, though.
Okay, so I was going to save this story for the pod, as I said, as we oft do when we're setting up and hanging out, where we start telling a story, and then we say, no, save it for the pod.
I want you to imagine what it's like to have to stop your life. To be like, I can't share this life thing with my friends right now.
Zach took his wife to the airport this morning very early.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's not the setup for a joke, but no. It sounds like...
My wife needed to go early. How early was it?
Well, 4 a.m.
The
best time to drive to LAX.
Okay, anyway, so
I'm on 4 a.m. energy.
I'm gonna hide their identities, but good friends of ours and probably people you know. Years ago, I was taking one of them to the airport. This is a couple. And I was taking her to the airport very early, probably 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we are, I would say, halfway through the drive to the airport, 4 a.m. And I'm at that confusing 10-1-10 section for all you locals. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, no. Oh, no. I forgot the giant sausage. And I said, I'm sorry. And she goes, the guy she's dating at the time, now married, was coming home for Christmas with her for the first time ever, but he lives in a similar area, so he was going to meet there. He had procured a specialty sausage that was going to be sort of his host gift and his sort of hey
to the new family.
To get into the family, I got this cool sausage. And he had already left LA, and so it was her job to bring the sausage. And she goes, oh no, I forgot the sausage. And I'm like, that sucks. And she's like, we got to go back for it. And I'm like, for real? And she's like, yes, because it was his idea and it was his, like, it was his gift. And so I was like, all right, let's go. So we went back to their apartment, got this giant sausage.
Do you have everything you need?
Yeah.
Are you sure? We're not coming back as soon as we go.
I got it.
Out the door. Do you have your keys?
Yep.
Do you have your clothes?
Uh-huh.
Do you have your phone?
Uh-huh.
Do you have the cord for the phone?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, then let's go. 10 minutes. Your meat log, are you good?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? Because we cannot afford anymore when we go out the door. Do you have your toothbrush? Have your toothpaste? The multiple creams that you use on your face? Okay, and then let's get out of this place. And then 10 minutes later. Block, not wheel of cheese.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be very late, so I ask you one more time, please. Is there anything else that we need to get? Like for a charcuterie board?
About going over for the big dinner at your boss's house.
Yes, I know. And I got a big promotion on the line.
I know. And normally we would have hosted them.
Normally we would have hosted them.
But instead they're hosting us. But I said I could provide a beautiful charcuterie platter.
And you did not disappoint. Listen, Gloria, this is quite a charcuterie platter.
Eric, I'm sorry. I know this promotion means the world to you.
It does. We're very late, but that's okay. Because we've got a gift that's going to make them forget all about it.
I mean, some people put little cubes of cheese, but do you know about raclette, Eric?
Describe it to me as we drive.
Okay. So the cool thing about it is, I think it's from Switzerland. Yep, it is. And it's a big block of cheese.
Right.
And you put like a small warming source under it, like a sterno.
Like a candle.
Yes. And then as it melts, mm-hmm. it melts slowly in sheets and you knife them off like
shaving wood.
Yes. But it's gooey like fondue, but not in a pot. You can eat it with apples,
just
or carrots,
a big block.
Or crackers. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a big block that you slowly heat and shave off.
Do you not worry that the scented candle is going to make the cheese smell weird?
Did I bring a scented candle?
Well, I'm picturing you heat it with a small heat source.
Oh, yeah, like a sterno.
Or a scented candle.
Oh, well, if I packed a scented candle, we have to go back.
Okay.
Did I pack a scented candle?
No. You steer while I look. Let's see. Okay. Oh, you know what? You did, but then you also packed, looks like a small heat source. I don't know what this is called.
A sterno.
It's called a sterno. Okay. Great. Meanwhile, at the house.
Listen, you know that my protege is coming over with his eccentric wife, but they're late and I feel like I'm not going to give him that promotion anymore.
Oh, honey, you got to get, I mean, he's worked so hard for it.
I just feel like if you're not here on time, how do I know you're ready to be SVP of sales?
Listen, when I reached out to that fan, I was like, come, we'll host. I said, we'll host.
Which I thought was sweet of you.
It was. And then, but then his wife, Gloria, she insisted on bringing our charcuterie plate, which takes a lot of work off of me.
Sure.
So I want you to give them a fair shake.
This is why you're so good for me.
We're so different.
We're so
like,
different.
Like fire and feathers.
We're so different. Like ice and dandelions.
That's right. Not opposites, just different. You are a jungle cat, always on the prowl.
Wow.
I'm a totally different thing. Not even an owl, cause not an animal. I'm like a couch. We're like a tiger and a couch. And we work so well together, but opposites are not what we're about. We're not opposites, just different. Not opposites, just different. It's like you always talk and I always mow the lawn, because we're not opposites, just different.
In town.
It's Ted.
And sometimes I get the paper because I like holding something that's real. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, my favorite color is teal.
It is teal.
We're not opposites, just different.
We're not opposites,
just different. Like sometimes I want to have a quiet night in, and you want
to go apply for a loan. Not opposites, just different. I am the sun,
and I am a walrus,
and I am a blizzard,
and I am insurance.
I am like cigarettes,
and I'm more like your mom. I know we still attract, because I'm more science and math, and you're more
like a paraglider, just
different.
Like a magnet and cheese,
like a blade of grass in seventh grade.
Oh, like the concept of time and the 1998 World Series.
That's you
and
the person next to me.
Who, from my perspective, is you.
And honestly, that's what I see in Eric. You know, some people I promote because they are the opposite of me, and I think they're going to bring out something good. But Eric is just different than me.
Mm. Yeah, and Gloria, I think, is different from Eric. But they're Eric and Gloria, and we're Diane.
And Dagmar.
And Dagmar.
It's funny with how different we are that we both have D names.
Yes, that's one way in which
it's not opposite.
It's the same but different.
That's what we are. We're the same but different.
You are
Dagmar.
And I'm Diane. That's right. That's right.
And of course, because we know how to host a soiree.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a sit down of two couples.
No.
Excuse me. Who's going to write?
And their pets. Sorry. It's not just two couples and their pets. They said they're not bringing pets, but I did tell them our pets would be here.
Good.
Because we live here.
We live here. We need to know if they're allergic to pets.
We're not sending our pets away because you're coming over for dinner.
I need to know. Will my big lizard scare you?
Are you scared of this big lizard? Oh, what? You expecting a dog? Perhaps a cat? No. Here's a Komodo dragon. You're legally not even allowed to have them in most states. You always said big lizard and you thought iguana? Think bigger.
Our honeymoon was in the Galapagos and he followed us home.
Yes, we should point this out. We did not take him. He followed us home.
Diane.
Dagmar.
I love that every time we host a party, I invite a couple and you invite a couple.
I do.
And it's
your couple's here for a promotion and my couple's just a surprise.
I wonder which couple you picked. Did you pick?
Meanwhile, at the rock quarry... So I said, yeah, I'm not married, but I got my great friend Tony and the two of us. We're kind of like a couple of guys.
Oh my God, Carl. I freaking love this. Yeah, why can't two guys be considered a couple of guys?
Yeah, we are a couple. We're not romantically involved.
That's fine.
By the way, we're not opposed to gay couples.
Of course
we're
not.
We're just not one of them. Listen.
Listen.
Why can't two guys breaking rocks be a couple? Just a couple of guys.
Why can't two guys who have the same job be a couple? A couple of guys.
So many things you can't do, and if you do, you're in trouble. Because it's not a single activity, it's an activity reserved for couples.
And good thing we're a couple of guys.
It's just me and
you.
So good thing
we're just a couple of guys. Oh, it's a good thing we're just a couple of guys.
I was filling out my taxes the other day.
In our friendship, that you would take me to a dinner party.
Oh, I would take no one else to a dinner party. Who am I gonna take? Frickin' Marty.
Hey guys.
No offense, Marty, I'm just not taking you to this specific party.
So should we bring anything? And how do you know Diane?
Oh, Diane.
Also,
we went paragliding together.
Oh, beautiful. Do I have time to like go home and freshen up, or should we go straight from the quarry?
What time is it now?
It's currently 4:45.
We can be late.
Yeah, fashionably late.
I think it's good for us to shower before we go.
Yeah, I don't want to bring you my use rock the dust in here. Yeah,
rock dust is for the quarry only.
Quarry only rock dust.
Yeah, so they said they're running a little late.
Okay, well,
but
that's
fine. But they'll be here. Nice. You are going to love Tony and Joe, I think.
Great. We'll find out when they get here.
We'll find out when they get here.
You know Tony from that paragliding experience you had.
We paraglided.
And we'll see who he decided to bring as his plus one.
That's right.
How do you feel about the lighting and how do you feel about the playlist? I searched low key, but there are stakes to this night, and there was a playlist.
On the Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. It's that low-key Beats for Studying girl with the headphones, except there are stakes because there's like a big...
Like the test is very important.
Well, yeah, there's like a meteor in the back.
Right. So, you know, it's like some chill sort of new sort
but
of...
with hard drops.
But with every once in a while, just like a lyric that punctures through that's like... Hey, your whole life could change, you know, something like that.
I think that's a great thing for the playlist. You know, you make the playlist, I de-ice the road sometimes for the neighbors. That's just how we work together.
That's just how we work together.
I think that's great. And the lighting, I think, is also very good. I didn't know we had that many sort of purple LEDs.
Well, you know, I started using...
The vibe is great.
Oh, good. Oh, someone's at the door.
Hold on, let it play out. It's a long doorbell. Sometimes I just like to vibe.
I know, I'll never regret this.
Doorbell vibes.
It's a doorbell vibe. I'll never regret putting in this long doorbell. Why would I? Cause it's a doorbell vibes. Doorbell vibes. Why would I regret this doorbell? I don't know why. I would never.
Sometimes you gotta chill. When there's someone at the door, you let him wait outside. You let him stand on the porch. Sometimes you just wait. You don't let him inside. They're probably saying hey, and they're also saying why.
But it's a doorbell vibes. Doorbell vibes.
Heard you the first time, letting you wait outside because of doorbell vibes. You'd really like to come in, but still our answer is no. Even if there is rain, even if there is snow, you gotta wait for doorbell vibes.
Doorbell vibes.
You can't wait.
The most important thing that for you to know is that it is all my fault.
No,
Eric,
no, no.
Eric asked me several times if I had everything,
fine.
Including the many creams I use on my face. But actually...
Yes, and when we go somewhere, we sometimes pack as if we don't go. Sometimes you end up stuck somewhere. You always need to be prepared.
Especially where we live, where there can be snowstorms.
Yes, you always need to be prepared whenever you leave the house. Be, as if you're going on vacation, even if you're just going to a friend's
because
dinner
of where we live, where there's snow.
Because there might be snow, and
I'm
you
so
might be
sorry.
Snow.
I'm so sorry. We met last year at the holiday party, but it's so good to see you. Just
it's
as a reminder,
so good to see
I'm his
you
partner,
again.
Gloria.
This is my partner, Gloria.
This is a lovely home. This is a lovely home.
Thank you, Gloria. Hi, I'm Diane. This is my wife, Dagmar.
Hello. Yes, it's nice to
nice
see
to
you
see
again.
You
nice
again.
To see you, Eric.
Yes, hello. Yes,
and look
thank
at this.
You.
Is this a board full of... Is that raclette cheese? You know it?
It is. I just learned about it, but here's the cool thing. You can heat it with a...
I know, a small heat source, like a Sterno.
Or a scented candle.
Well, that would be crazy. It would mess with the flavor
profile.
That's
what I said, but you could do it.
But that's why we brought both, because we leave with a lot, because we have snow here where we live.
Like snow sometimes and you get stuck. We're not planning on staying
so sorry.
In your home.
Was that the doorbell again?
They probably... I'll just hit it again.
Do you... Oh, yeah. Or are we more like knock people? Because
we're
rock
people.
People.
Knock people are rock people. People. Rock, rock, rock. Oh, my gosh. Tony. Tony, hi.
Oh,
hello.
My gosh, Eric. I'm so sad for them that they don't get to hear doorbell vibes. But I guess they knocked.
I guess they knocked.
Because at Thank first, you. When they kept us on the porch, I was like, this is rude. Are we being punished? I know we're late, but
and
this
then
is,
I then we listened then like, real hard. It was like, oh, there's an beautiful. Intense doorbell going on.
There, did you know there would be two other people here?
I did not. I was sort of...
okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. Good thing I brought a full cube
you
of,
brought a giant
block of cheese and then a
Gloria, this
log
is gonna
of
be
meat.
Plenty of charcuterie.
Okay. Hey, hello, I'm Carl.
This is Carl.
And I'm so happy to be included in this beautiful night. What a vibe. What a good lighting system.
Yeah, what are these sort of purple LEDs?
Are these Hue? Are you using Hue and you have it with an app?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I know this Spotify playlist. I know this Spotify playlist. This
oh,
is chill vibes to study to when the stakes are very high.
Ah.
You want to still study. You want to be in the zone, but you need the occasional reminder that the thing you're studying for is important. And also, there's a meteor outside.
Eric, don't
in the
worry.
Picture.
Eric, don't worry about the playlist that there are stakes, okay? Just your whole promotion's on the line, but just don't worry.
Why would I, because the stakes.
The stakes are you.
Listen, my boss, she's super. She knows her stakes. She knows what this is about.
Why don't we all sit?
Yeah, let's all sit down. Ooh, you got a round table for six. What am I, a Galahad?
Let's all sit. Let's all take a seat. It's time to eat.
Let's all sit. Just sit wherever you like.
Wherever you like.
This is the first test of the night. You have to pick where you sit very carefully.
Eric, don't sit next to me. People don't like it when couples are needy. Sit right next to Diane if you can. Slide in, slide in, slide in.
Slide in, slide in, slide in. I'll just sit here.
Oh.
And I'll sit here next to my best friend, Carl.
Oh, for using the B word, this is amazing. What a couple of guys. I feel so alive. It doesn't have a head, but let's take a seat. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Take a seat.
All
sit
around, down, all around, all around.
Take a seat, and yes, Gloria, you can be next to me when we all take a seat.
And we should probably start with the charcuterie.
Shave off any raclette for anyone.
Oh yeah, Tony, you bet. It's gonna get into some raclette. Carl?
Oh yeah, oh I'm like a hog. I'm about to eat that whole meat log. What about drinks? Can I get everybody a drink?
This is the second test. What sort of drink I get?
Eric, you should choose something strong and simple. Something classic, not too frilly. So she won't be in the kitchen thinking, oh my Millie.
I'll have gin on the rocks.
Okay.
That's weird to order. No.
No, yes. It's fine.
Sticking with it. Just some gin and ice. That would be nice. So just pour it in, pour it in, pour it in.
Mmm, very nice. I'll have whatever he's having.
Yeah. And I'll have. And got like super big into cider.
We only have Strongbow dark fruit.
I would love a Strongbow dark fruit.
I will have a Strongbow dark fruit.
Yeah, I'll actually also have a Strongbow dark fruit.
You got it, sweetheart. Gloria? Oh. Do you have any
life, as I always say.
I'll have whatever's easiest for you to pour. All right. Fantastic. No, no one get up. No one get up. I'll get this. You just sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Take a seat.
Round, round.
Is this an early film by Ang Lee? Right? Someone, the ice storm? Did he do that?
You tell us.
Find out when we return to the second half of
Three Couples, a Power Outage, and
Snow?
Yeah, Snow.
The musical.
The musical.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to this second half. Would you believe it? We're back again. And yes, don't worry, we did eat pizza during the break. And yes, do worry, it was dropped off in the middle of a song and we didn't realize it, so we did accidentally do a real doorbell vibes to the pizza delivery person. But you don't need to worry about that.
You're back, and for you, so little time has passed. When we last left our three couples, snow had just come blizzarding down, and the lights had gone out. What's gonna happen? Will Eric get his promotion? Will the raclette still melt? Are Tony and Carl best friends forever?
Find out on this, the second half of a musical we absolutely need to rename right now.
And it's called Snow Party.
And that's why they pay us the big bucks.
That's why you pay us the big bucks.
That's right. Thank you for your big bucks. Thank you for your big bucks.
Thank you so much for your big bucks.
We're going to start now.
Okay, so actually, this is a really good opportunity for me to now light the scented candle I brought, but I do need to ask first, does anybody have an aversion to verbena?
What's that?
It's like a lemon leaf.
Like a cinnamon?
I think it's like a lemony leaf.
Like a blueberry?
Leaf. It's like a fresh lemony leaf.
That sounds great to me.
Any light you can provide would be excellent, Gloria. Oh, great.
Well, don't worry. I also brought a flashlight because whenever we leave the house, again, we are prepared to stay there.
There forever.
Forever, if we need to. But we won't be here for forever.
Diane, we have to get these people out of our house, right? I'm not prepared to be here with them when it gets fully dark and then starts to get light again, you know, the morning.
Yeah, Dagmar, don't worry. It's just a power outage. The blizzard will go over and it'll be fine.
But if the roads freeze over, they might have to sleep here all night and we only have one pullout. Who will sleep on the couch and the big chair?
Dibs on the couch or the big chair.
I like the big chair myself. All right, well, that's settled.
It's not going to be a problem.
Do we need to go to a different room? Are we this easily overheard?
What? No, I think they're just randomly claiming the big chair and the couch.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I really try to keep my work life and my home life in balance.
I know, and I know you were nervous about hosting this in the first place.
And an employee being here where we have our coats in a closet.
He's not going to go through your coats in the closet.
He might need to wear the coats in the closet if the heat stays out.
Isn't the heat gas? I guess the pilot is electrical.
It could be out.
I have not been through many snowstorms. I don't know what gets knocked out or not.
I know. That's what, you know, we're not opposites, but we're different.
That's right. I'm an Arizona girl.
And I'm a Georgia girl, but we both moved to snowy places.
That's right.
We moved here to Pittsburgh, the growing city. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I need to be a better host. Can I refresh anyone's drinks?
I think one glass of nothing but gin is enough for me. Yeah, I'll take another cider.
I mean, I'll have...
If we're stuck in cider, I'm so sorry, Gloria.
Are you apologizing to me?
No, to Gloria, because I stepped on the thing she was going to say.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. If that's the vibe that cider brings, should I get on the Strongboat train?
Listen, Strongboat Darkfruit's great. Listen, I know that... you seem a little bit, sorry, Dagmar, not to speak out of turn, we just met. You seem a little freaked out right now. You don't gotta worry about this. This isn't a bad thing. This is an opportunity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right, Tony?
That's right.
The man my wife went paragliding with?
One time, that's right. We really hit it off.
That's nice. Yeah, she's very warm.
Thank you. And you're so good at paragliding.
Thank you. When you're stuck, ooh, inside of a house, there are lots of things you can do without. You don't need the lights, you don't even need air. Well, wait, you do need air. What I'm trying to say is, we'll do fun late night things.
Huh.
Fun late night darkness party things.
Huh.
Fun late night things.
Huh.
Fun late night. Darkness party things.
Huh. I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You see what I'm laying down, Dagmar?
I think so. When you're stuck in a house.
Yeah.
And you can't get out.
Right.
Because of the snow.
That's right.
There's nowhere to go.
Nope.
So just pack and sit.
Mm.
It's not the worst of it. Instead, you can do a little bit of late night things. Are you saying we should have an orgy?
It's basically
it's
an orgy.
Like we're swingers in the 70s, actually, just like on Lee's Ice Storm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I gotta see that movie.
Oh, it's a pretty good film where the adults and the teens get separated by the storm. Coming of age, but also sexual drama.
Oh, yeah.
Tense relationships, lots of under the surface stuff.
Well, we don't have TV. That doesn't mean that you can't act out a plot by Ang Lee.
We don't have TV, but that doesn't mean
we can't all act out our favorite movies. Because if you're stuck in a house,
you're stuck in a house,
there's lots you can do.
There's lots you can do.
You don't need to worry if your friends are there with you.
You're right.
Like, hey, for example,
huh?
There's lots of things that aren't swinging,
yeah,
that are still lots of fun.
Just when you said late night things,
sure,
someone's brain might
late night things, it sounds like sexual.
It sounds a little sexual. Yeah, I just wanted clarify. But once again, it reminded me of such a movie. Oh, a movie by Ang Lee. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Yeah, sweetheart, are you sure you want to act out all of the movie The Snowstorm?
Oh, no. I think maybe we will all act out little movies.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play like charades or celebrity or celebrity blanket round.
It's getting pretty dark and we only have the sterno and the one scented candle
verbena?
To Gloria.
Verbena?
What? Who could say?
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato.
Well, I guess there's, I mean...
Here's what I need to say.
Okay.
Eric?
Yes?
It's freaking me out that you're here. That's the part that's really...
Yeah, you're my boss, and it felt like I was prepared for this to be a little bit of like...
A cordial dinner.
Yeah, and then, honestly, I'm surprised that there are people here that are not
well,
your
my
wife,
wife
and
I
wife.
Like to make sure that there's a balance of a different variety.
Oh, sure, or even to make sure, like, I don't want to sort of get ahead of myself. I feel like this was a little bit of a test for me, and you were seeing how I adapt to new situations. And let me assure you, I am prepared for this situation, even though it's not the one you planned.
You're right. You do have face creams and toothbrushes.
And
a flashlight.
And a flashlight and bananagrams, which we can play later, because I think playing it right now would be difficult.
Why?
You know what? Have you ever played bananagrams?
Yes, I have. The silent speed Scrabble?
That's right. Would you like to play Silent Speed Scrabble right now?
Sure.
Wow, that's a great move.
Peel.
What's that part?
I have used all my original letters, and now we all have to take one from the middle.
Oh, that's right. I take one.
You have to incorporate it.
Radii? Yeah, it's the plural of radiuses.
You shouldn't be looking at someone else's board yet.
Oh, sorry.
Dump.
What's that one mean?
I can't use these six X's, so I'm turning in one and taking three. Huh. Bananagrams for me. And if I break it up into a bunch of tiny words, that's actually easier. It sounds kind of absurd. You might have a strategy where you make one big word and then you hang them like bananas off of a branch tree.
Peel.
Oh, good. Nice. Peel. In it again. In it again.
Peel.
Oh.
Dump.
Nice. You know what can be tricky late in the
gonna need a C to go with that K.
Ooh, you're gonna want a C with that K, or maybe even an N.
Mm, sure. Mm,
that's one for you now. Now you know. K-N-O-W, that is a one for you. K-N-O-W, that is a one for you. Bananagrams. Bananas. That means I won.
Congratulations.
You can check my board for abbreviations or proper nouns. Or any misspellings. Eric, do you see any misspellings in my bananagrams grid? Eric, can you imagine seeing any misspellings in my bananagrams grid?
I just picture the scenario in which you had a misspelling.
No, I'm picturing a scenario where, like, also you feel bold enough to tell me.
And my boss is there. So loud.
Actually, Dagmar, you do have an error. Zen is a proper noun, so. I'm sorry, what?
What do you mean?
Zen is a proper noun, so you're not allowed to use proper nouns in bananagrams.
It's not like a verb.
Nope.
I was being very zen. I guess that wouldn't be a verb.
Oh, did you have zen too? I was saying Dagmar has.
No, I know. I'm just using it in a sentence.
Oh, you can use it that way, but traditionally it's a proper noun, zen.
Okay. Well, this game has taken a turn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dagmar. I feel like all winners really want to win the right way, right? Eric, I'm sorry.
What?
Don't.
I'm not. No, I'm. No, it's.
I'm just. I just felt like I should say that Dagmar, surely she wants to win in the right way.
Fool of my boss in front of an employee and strangers. A fool of my boss, and I'm worried that she will react with anger.
I just thought I could read the room, but maybe I couldn't. I want. do, because it's so dark with only these three lights and a flashlight to see.
I think it would help if you got more zen. Maybe take a deep breath again. Maybe take a deep breath again.
Oh, to lose in my own home.
Again.
Oh, no. Oh, Tony, I really want the big chair.
And I really want the big chair too. What do we do? We're just two dudes. Just a couple of dudes. Just a couple of guys. This is falling apart. So much anger and lies. Also anger inside. Also anger and lies. I want to.
Just a game. Hold on, I have to go feed the rattlesnake.
Yes, we have pets. We told you about them.
Yes.
We have a
rattlesnake also followed us home. We didn't adopt a rattlesnake.
For our 5-year anniversary in Sedona, It followed us home. She wanted to show me Arizona again, different parts, and I liked it.
I'm glad you had a good time. I was so nervous that you weren't.
We went on great hikes and found that vortex.
Have you seen
the Komodo dragon?
Yes. It's very dark. And I get the feeling like it might be hunting us.
But no, he wouldn't hunt the...
Well, sometimes I think when he followed us home, was that hunting us?
Interesting.
And now I feel like the rattlesnake is also... Hey, no, it just wants food. Here you go. Cheesecake. I feed the rattlesnake cheesecake.
And I love that about you.
The vet says not to. But also the vet is a
the
bird.
Vet also keeps...
It's a bird vet.
Yeah, and also she keeps saying, you shouldn't have this rattlesnake. So
too late. We're past that.
Too late.
We're just that bird vet.
Too late. We have it. All right, everyone who I'm currently annoyed with, please watch your ankles and feet because our pets might be loose. Oh, of course. You know... We could also just get out of here if...
Yeah, we can...
We can face the...
I got chains for the
tires.
We can
sleep in our car and... No, don't be ridiculous. I'm sure we'll all be able to shake off. I can't even remember why it got weird. I can't even remember what turned the night sour.
You lost the game of banana.
Diana, games. I know.
Are you okay? Yeah, sorry. Listen. Let me just address the elephant in the room. Clearly you're all upset because my friend and I can't decide who's going to sleep in the big chair. But what I realize is that my friendship is more important than sleeping in the big chair.
Oh my gosh.
You sleep in the big
chair. No, this is going to kill me because now I want you to sleep in the big chair.
Oh. You know what? Let's both sleep in the big chair together.
Do you think we'll fit?
I mean, I can't imagine we wouldn't. It's a big chair. We're big men, but it's a big chair.
Listen.
And if we get all close together, that's great for
you. I want to tell you that if in the middle of the night you regret your choice, you don't have to stay in an uncomfortable position just because we made this cute agreement.
If you don't like it in the middle of the night, you tap me on the shoulder and say, get on the floor, Tony.
Get on the couch.
Two men in a big, big chair. Daddy's only there. But it's more than that. It's about love and trust.
And we know that's why you were all weirding out. But we solved that thing without a doubt. So we can move on with love and trust.
You don't have to share the chair. There's a couch and also another chair. Okay, but what if we want to share the chair?
Yes, I mean, of course, you're welcome to share the chair.
Except you don't actually have to share
the chair. But whatever you do, we don't really care if you share the chair or not.
We can all share the chair. There's probably room for like 5 or 6 in there. Let's all of us
share a chair.
There's plenty of room for 6 people in there.
Oh, well, I can squeeze over here. Eric, come over.
I can squeeze in as well. I'll just go like look like a lizard there. I'll sort of, okay, drape myself over the back. And I'll just slide right on in, right on in, right on in, slide in. Sweetheart, share the chair.
I don't want to share the chair.
It's not about wanting to
share. I don't
want to
share the chair.
It's about going out of your comfort zone. Getting close to people that you don't know. It's about an employee turning into a friend. I am not going to ask you to share the chair again.
Okay. I'm about to share the chair.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Share a chair with your wife.
Of course, that part I like.
Well, look at us, just 6 people sharing a chair.
Oh, I just have to squeeze in right there.
Look at me, I look like a funny dolphin or something.
And I honestly sort of look like a sloth the way I'm hanging off the arm of the chair.
You do.
Ah. Something's got my ankle. Oh, gosh. Diane.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Diane.
Hey.
Dragon.
Diane, here.
The dragon has my ankle.
I've got him. Hold on. Cannoli. Go get the cannoli. There, he's gone.
Phew.
Put him back in this room.
Phew.
I feed the Komodo dragon cannoli.
And I love that about
the
you.
The vet says not to, but she also says you shouldn't have that. And also, she's a bird vet.
We don't know why we went to her. Well, I do know. She's my cousin.
She's local, too. I just want her to do well.
Me
too. I told her, you can't just be a bird vet. Not enough people have just birds here.
She says she can. She says there's enough speciality, but I feel like she's not doing enough to build her business.
That's so interesting. I feel like I have a cousin, too, who sells cell phones.
Oh, what kind?
Right? Like, that's aftermarket cell phones.
Okay.
She's like, I'm like, phone companies are constantly giving away cell phones to get you to join the phone company.
And so what advice did you give this cousin?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure this is the only job that will make you happy? Because my fear cousin is that this is a bad business model.
That's what I said to my cousin.
What did they say?
They said, I'm going to do it anyway.
That's what my cousin said. And I guess I was, you know, what Gloria said to me, she was like, look, you can lead a horse to water.
But you can't make him swim.
Mm-hmm.
Eric.
And then I looked it up and horses can swim, but not against their will. And right. That's the important
and
part.
That's the important part. Eric, that sounds like the exact kind of advice I'd want to hear from my senior vice president of sales.
Dagmar, boss.
Please call me Dagmar.
Dagmar, can I just say how much I look up to you, both as a professional and a person, because don't think I have seen the wall calendar that you'd made of drawings you did.
Thank you. Yes, I'm an artist in my spare time, and I like to keep a very detailed calendar so me and Diane don't get confused.
I have a busy schedule. Some days I'm paragliding. Sometimes animals are following me home. I have to go to a lot of bakeries to get food for these animals. Wait, did you make that painting on the wall right there?
Yes, here, it's actually better if I light it from the side.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's got depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I look at this painting, I feel like sad, but also hopeful.
I'm feeling like a melancholy sense of the beauty around the corner.
That's it. That's what I'm feeling.
I don't have it yet, but I will.
I'm sad that the happiness isn't here yet, but I'm hopeful
that it's soon to be.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
It's like the feeling when you know the snow's about to stop. The lights are coming on. The good that's yet to come.
It's like when the light keeps flickering and the fire still burns. But the light is still a little hazy, but it's starting to turn.
The good that's yet to come.
It's like the good that's yet to come. That feeling right on the tip of your tongue. The good that's yet to come.
The party that you drive to. The gift that you have brought. It hasn't yet been opened, but it's exactly what they want.
The game that just is starting. The doorbell as it rings. The figuring out how many people can sit in this thing.
The rock that you can't split by yourself, but you can't wait for the day where someone picks a pickaxe with you and then hooray.
The cheese that is a block until it's warm, no, just so. And the feeling that is warming, that it feels like a glow.
The good that's yet to come. The good that's yet to come. The song that is about to be sung.
The good that's yet to come.
And what do you know?
There isn't more snow.
It's only a matter of time before we have light. But before we do, let me thank all of you for a wonderful night. I've never felt so right.
Thank you for staying with my mistake. And I hope that you know this painting's not just good, it's great.
Thank you all for coming. Oh, please, I come back anytime.
Me too.
And you know, the next one will be even more fun. The good that's yet to come. The good that's yet to come. I can't believe the night is almost done.
Tony? Carl?
Yeah?
That's literally the name of this painting.
You're freaking kidding me.
I painted it for Diane when I courted her from afar, and I knew one day it would work between us, but this is when I was still pining over her, and she would not yet return my glances. She was too busy paragliding.
And what do you know? Here we are.
Now, good night, everybody. Forehead kisses if you want them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take one. Sort of a weird note to end the night on, isn't it?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, I did.
Are you going to sleep here or are you driving in your car? I thought I was sending you out the door. Oh, you know what? I think I know how we can end this. Are you sleeping here or are you... I think it's still
best... What's better for you?
I still think it's best if we sleep
here. The power's not on. I think it's going to be... The roads are going to be dark.
Absolutely sleep here. We have blankets. It's warm. It's warm. It's warm. But will you do me a favor, Eric... My SVP?
Yes, boss. Anything. Dagmar, sorry.
Will you go outside and ring that bell?
Ooh, boy. We're going to get some...
Oh, shoot. The power's out.
Huh. We'll just have to imagine the...
Everyone imagine...
Doorbell vibes. Doorbell vibes.
Keep them deep inside. Vibes inside
your mind
and your heart. This has been Off Book, the improvised musical podcast in my living room.
Give it up for Scott Passarella,
the real deal on the glockenspiel.
Give it up for Brett Morissette, feeling when the chord hits.
Oh, can he do this? It's all acoustics.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, oh ho ho on the cajon.
Thank you so much for
all your support.
Thank you for giving us those 2 weeks off. The rest of the summer is going to be us sort of like
figuring it out,
finding new, cool, wild stuff. And we really appreciate all your support allows us to do that. So have a wonderful, wonderful snowed-in evening with your doorbell. As we say at the end of every episode, if a Komodo dragon follows you home,
then guess what? You'll never be alone.
Cannoli.
NBC.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.